did it work?
That was pretty cool, huh?
Is this thing on?
Happy Halloween! I have been out in public wearing this outfit, and it's a little embarrassing in its own way, mostly because it reminds me so much of when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and I actually did have braces, and it was hard. I felt like such a little dork.
You look fine.
Thank you. I think it's awfully fun, at least.
Now, at some point, I think we're just going to... what's happening on Facebook? Oh, no, we're there. Okay.
Okay, cool.
At some point, I think we're going to put this on our actual podcast stream, too. So if you're just mm-hmm. listening, Carly is dressed up like last episode 116 as Darla mm-hmm. from Finding Nemo. And we're cracking open an Alani Witch's Brew.
Hell yeah. I will say, too, I do think that my pigtails are a lot better in this one, as are my fake braces. Although they're kind of moving around more than last time. Uh-huh. But I'm doing my best here. So they might come off mid-show because they are not very comfy.
Tart, like a caramel apple.
It's so good, huh? Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, I'm so excited to get into my neighbor's apple fritter thing that she got us. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of your neighbor, mm-hmm. Caitlin, mm-hmm. she's on now. I'll be checking Facebook.
Oh, she rocks.
Carly's on YouTube. She's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Hi, Caitlin. So nice to have you here. So excited for this thing.
Absolutely. She rocked so much, I gave her kids 2 full-size candy bars today when they came trick-or-treating. Because that's how you do it.
Like, almost every time I'm at your place. And mm-hmm. Caitlin, I don't want to put this on you or, hey, thanks, Brooke. Or she says, we're looking good.
Oh, nice.
Happy
thanks.
Halloween. I don't want to put this on you, but like almost every time I'm over, her kids come over to bring you treats.
I know.
She's the best neighbor.
The best neighbor.
Like, pretty sure she had no idea. She didn't know, like...
No, she
who
didn't
the F we was. Not, yeah, and not like we're anything.
Right, right.
I just want to explain this bag, too.
Yeah.
So I was, I just got done with my super popular run as Mr. Body and Clue.
Uh-huh.
The dead guy.
Yeah.
The guy that gets whacked.
And you were on stage dead basically the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a new achievement unlocked.
Uh-huh. I was a little worried that you were going to fall asleep.
I may have a couple times.
Yeah.
You just have to find a happy place and mm-hmm. breathe shallow.
Totally.
So in plays, like the cast gives each other lots of gifts. Mm-hmm. And so since I was Mr. Body, we have here body parts. Oh, look, there's a finger.
They're fun.
Yeah. What else we got?
And there's I think that fingers. There was like an eyeball in there and an ear. I think that was the most interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a brain.
Oh.
And that is a,
I love that they went blue for some reason. Yeah. Everything else is hyper realistic except for the brain.
Right. How do we know? I've never seen my brain.
Brain's got to be pink.
It's pink and fleshy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not blue, at least.
Jenna says, hearing that childhood lisp of yours.
Oh, no, I know. So I worked so hard to get rid of my lisp. And now when I'm wearing this thing, it brings it right on back. Poor Darla.
Do you want to open this up?
Should we open this up?
Yeah. So Carly's neighbor, Caitlin, just to bring you up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
She makes the best Christmas cookies.
It smells so good. You want to break it open?
The best in the world.
Check that out. Nice little cross section.
Caitlin, I will go shopping. I will bring you ingredients for 20 batches if you make me one. Wow. Okay. So what is this again?
She didn't give me the exact name of the thing. It just looks to me like some sort of apple fritter, apple Danish, maybe would be a better word for it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
This super, I just buried my fingers in it. Wow.
Oh no. Do you have sticky fingers?
I do, but that's okay.
If you can talk, I can go get 2 nice damp paper towels.
I can fill 30 seconds. Yeah. The IFAF test kitchen is just that away a couple of steps. And Rango, Carly's Chihuahua, who just heard his name, is looking hopefully. One day we'll have like a killer setup where we can, I don't know, pipe a phone camera through it. We'll have a Rango cam.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a great idea. Like have him in like the corner just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable. That's so cute.
Right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, I know that you hate sticky fingers, so I'm glad that we have those now. And I don't know if I can eat this with these in, but I am going to try to.
Yeah, do it.
Especially because this is just like, I used floral wire from the Dollar Tree for the little side parts here, which is probably not supposed to be in your mouth anyway. Like, I'm probably giving myself cancer or something right now with this.
It's probably lead from China.
Probably. Yeah.
Caitlin says, cream cheese Danish.
Cream cheese apple. So I got there, and it is fantastic, by the way. Oh, that icing on there. Oh, that is heaven. I'm going to eat more when I have these things out of my mouth.
This just says fall. It's keeping with our witch's brew.
Mm-hmm. Very true, which, by the way, I've got.
Can I get a little bit of that beverage to wash this down?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, that's from Pulp Fiction, right?
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, should I not have said... I'm sure other people had it way before I did.
Right.
So we're good. Gosh, I feel like I'm just going to be doing this the entire episode, messing with my teeth.
I feel like I'm going to be. And I swore to never lick my fingers again on this show. Because it looks so gross.
It's hard not to, though.
Right?
So I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I'm so glad I never had to have actual headgear. Because, like, the worst I had was, like, the rubber bands, which hurt so bad, by the way. But, yeah, this is hell on earth.
Yeah.
Like, this is scary for Halloween, you know?
What's Stan's sister's name from South Park?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
I found out last episode when we were...
It's not Susie, is it?
Hey, what's up, Michael? What's Saeed?
Oh, hey, we got someone new.
I don't know why I did that.
Mark is asking about the trick-or-treat scene in IF this year. Now, I will say I've had a lot of folks complain to me about the fact that a lot of the time people don't trick-or-treat. They usually go to trunk-or-treats and stuff.
Trunk-or-treats have ruined... That was just on the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook group.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of folks saying that they're not getting very many trick-or-treaters. Now, I also have people who are glad that they're not getting any trick-or-treaters. And I will say, too, I think that if you, like, create the space for people to come, you'll get some, you know? Like, I live in a really small, unpopular neighborhood where people don't usually trick-or-treat, and I still got a couple of groups. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I got 8 whole trick-or-treaters this year, which is better than when I was in my last neighborhood where I got none. So.
Thank you, Mike. Shelley Marsh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We've got a fact checker on this episode. Thanks.
Oh, that's always good.
Oh, and we also have, let's just make sure that this is up and running.
Mm-hmm. What is it? You're putting together something fun?
A little chatty.
Oh, nice. So
test. Hey, chatty, is this thing on? Yeah.
That's nice.
Are you running through the board? Hello, say something.
Hey there. I'm here and ready to chat.
Oh, it worked.
There we go. Yes.
Good. I don't have headphones on, so I can't hear. I just have to hope that Mike will fill me in.
Yeah, let me see. How can I guess I can play it really loud or flip my phone around.
It's not a huge deal anyway.
Okay. Hey, how many episodes of Ridiculousness were there in total before the show got canceled today?
Wait, it got canceled?
Thinking.
So Ridiculousness ran for 14 years with almost 1,700 episodes over 46 seasons.
14 years, 46 seasons. How does that work?
That's a lot.
1,700 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I'm kind of shocked that it got canceled.
Tyson, what's up, buddy?
Especially because I will say, I do think that Ridiculousness is like the thing that people look for when they're staying in a hotel room that has cable.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Like, it's really good mindless TV. Oh, yeah. Here you go.
I keep passing it back to you and I don't mean to.
I don't blame you.
It's mine.
Especially because I'm kind of hogging it.
This is a small one that's only 100 calories.
100 milligrams of caffeine, you mean?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Durr.
Because it's like, what, 5 calories, I think?
Yeah. 15. Yeah. 10.
15. 10. That ain't bad. So 1 calorie for every 10 milligrams of caffeine.
Tyson will be fact checker number two for
That's
us.
That's always good. Especially because I feel like chatty takes forever.
Here was my question upon waking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Here Thanks. You go. It was, wait a minute. We all know that Halloween stands for All Hallows' Eve, or as a contraction or something of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that really means that the special day is tomorrow, November 1st. Oh,
yeah. I guess right? It technically is, which is also the first day of the Day of the Dead.
Aha.
Yeah.
You would think it would be Dias de los Muertos.
Yeah, since it is technically
November 1st and 2nd.
I think some people do refer to it that way.
Maybe, anyway.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's so weird then. How come we don't just celebrate on the special day as opposed to, like, what other holiday do we celebrate the eve of?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. And New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one cares about New Year's Day. That's when you're all hungover and shitty.
Well, and I think, yeah, Midsummer's Eve. Mm-hmm. Is it? Or, wait, no.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Midsummer Eve? Yeah. Summer's Eve is something different.
Yeah, that is.
But
very different.
But so I thought that was interesting. Like, okay.
Yeah. Huh. Good point.
And a lot of cultures have the, you know, this is not a harvest festival, but definitely a hallowed souls day.
Yeah. They have some kind of like a, I think Harvest Fest is a pretty good description for most, mm-hmm. but it's usually kind of spooky in some way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
it's definitely a Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool that this is
right
Halloween.
You know, this
Friday
is
night.
Kind of a great Halloween because, like you said, it's a Friday, so the kids got to go to school and show off their costumes, but also can stay up a little late and like get all cracked out on candy tonight. Mm-hmm. And the weather was fantastic today.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, huh?
I was out and about with no jacket on basically all day, and it was awesome.
Teachers definitely have it easier today. Or this Halloween than they will, like, in a long time.
I don't know. That's the hard part is I think that it's sort of good and bad no matter which way you go. Because either you have Halloween on a school day and the kids are, like, hyped up and, you know, crazy the entire day until they get to go out.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You have it on a weekend and then the kids come back and they're all cracked out on candy.
Yeah.
You know, I think either way you end up with kids that are a little unruly.
Yeah, I would say the parents are more likely to deal with the kids on a Friday Halloween.
I think so. Yeah. It certainly beats a Sunday Halloween, though, because I feel like no one knows what to do on those. Like, we've got to have a protocol for that.
Brooke says we had a decent turnout in Iona, 50 kids.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Love that we're still keeping Halloween real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. That's good information. And yeah, I'm sensing. I predict a lot of shit, and I speak way out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, have we met? We're IFAF. Anyway, I predict a return to what's real.
Right.
You saw our little intro. Mm-hmm. None of that happened. That was all Sora.
Yeah.
Do you remember I predicted by the end of 2026 we would be able to say, create me a video podcast in the style of IFAF?
I mean, I do remember you saying that. Uh-huh. I don't know if we're quite there yet. But we're damn near.
Because we have another year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, huh?
Yep, good point. By the way, Almex Carpet and Duct Cleaning says Happy Halloween, and then they did a whole bunch of really cute little pumpkin emojis. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let's toot our own horn just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
This was great. As I was preparing for this show, I just kind of looked back. Well, what did we do last year? Now, I hate that question. And if your boss ever asks you that, he's a no-talent ass clown. What did we do last year means a bunch of things. The subtext to that question is, we haven't improved. Our thinking hasn't improved. Our resources haven't improved.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff hasn't improved. If the intent after asking that question is, let's just do that again.
Right.
That means the competitive situation hasn't improved
mm-hmm.
or changed.
I mean, unless you had a really great last year.
Right.
Yeah.
But like to look back and go, what did we do last year? Let's just do that. You're lazy and you should be fired.
I don't know that. Okay, that's a little hyperbolic,
that,
Mike.
That it might be.
I'm just going to say it.
It might be.
Sometimes people need a damn break.
But it was after episode 65. 65? No, wait, what? Yes, 65.
Mm-hmm.
That we had our Halloween episode last year.
Mm-hmm.
We just celebrated episode 116. So that's 51 episodes in 52 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
52 weeks later.
I know. Crazy, huh?
Right? And we now have, so we just for last Halloween, we got 500 subscribers so we could start using the community tab,
mm-hmm.
which we never use.
Yeah, we really ought to though.
But we just, so we hit 500 last year. We just hit 1,000 this year, about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
How even of us.
I know. Okay, well, yeah. Maybe then you really need to dial back that last statement because, you know, we're kind of doing the same thing as we did last year.
No. We're doing different stuff. The situation has changed dramatically, is what I'm saying.
I guess. I mean, the growth is similar.
Well, yeah, but we only have 2 years to compare.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But still.
Right. Anyway, kind of cool. Don't we feel special?
Ooh.
And while we're tooting.
Oh. Whitney says, happy Halloween from Lane, Whitney, and Maddie all the way from Salt Lake City tonight.
What?
Nice. Happy Halloween, you guys. Hey, we're always so happy to hear from you.
Yeah. We hear they just took down one of the cranes for the temple remodel.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Oh, hot dog.
Wow.
So do you, like, can you see part of it yet, or?
I think they're still scaffolding up. I don't know, Whitney, you tell us. Look out your hotel room.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, it's so nice to have you guys listening. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Did you forget the name of the holiday for
what,
a second?
What'd you do? Did you go out to eat? What do you do in Salt Lake on Halloween? What do you do in a town where, you know, you can't do your makeup? Like you didn't bring that stuff with you. I don't know. Maybe you did.
Maybe they did. You don't know.
Maybe you freaks went clubbing. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they went out for a drink or something.
Yeah.
That seems like it'd be fun.
Wait, wasn't I going some? Yeah. Okay, so stats on. Oh, yeah, and we just passed Neil and Julie. News Talk 107.9.
Oh, man. Sorry, Neil. Sorry, Julie.
And you know why that is, guys, is we're better than you.
That's so mean, Mike.
I'm kidding.
Reel it in, dude.
But that's the thing, though, right? Okay. So we kind of do this on our live episodes. I kind of do this.
Talk mad shit?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, I get it.
Any radio station in town.
Especially because a lot of people don't go back and rewatch live ones.
No, could have done this.
Yeah, and they didn't.
No radio station did.
But you
Why?
Didn't.
Because they're all a bunch of no-talent ass clowns.
You're so mean.
In my opinion. It's in my opinion. Sometimes I feel when you.
And also, you're talking bad on Brad, dude.
Oh, except for Brad Barlow.
Yeah, because he
Who's
rocks.
In charge of 105.1.
And Shaggy. And Don.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The rich media people. Yeah. What did rock. I say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for them, of course.
Okay. So mean.
No, you want to add anybody else? I like Phil Moon.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Roper, you're all right.
K-I-D-D.
Yeah. Jolynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jolynn rocks.
Great.
And she always has the best outfits.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute.
Oh, and Brandon. Star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin says, I told Carly if I don't win the Halloween decorating thing, it's rigged.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen.
Especially because hers is the best on the block. It looks so good.
I'm pretty sure they have a skeleton that's taller than their house.
Yes. Uh-huh. And a skeleton dog now.
No.
Yes, they have a skeleton and a skeleton man's best friend.
So cool.
I mean, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, seriously, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't even know how they store all of those. I have to assume a storage unit.
Where do you put them?
You know? Because how else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're coming back from Frightmares and Lagoon, by the way. That's why they were down there. Of course, that's what you would do in Salt Lake City on Halloween. And jelly. We should have gone to Frightmares. We're so dumb.
Yeah, jelly.
Yeah. Especially because we still need to try out that one big new roller coaster that we haven't tried with the furries on it.
Oh, Primordial.
Primordial. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name last time.
I checked it out. What's funny is, when I was was doing up a couple clips from this last show.
Yeah.
And the new coaster coming to Lagoon in 2026 next summer is the Nutcracker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so are you guys driving? Drive safe, virgins. You don't want to die a virgin.
Ha, 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 ha.
Never heard that one before. 2026 is the Nutcracker, and it's one of those, it's like 100 feet tall, mm-hmm. but then it swings up to 150 feet, depending on how you...
Right, right.
Anyway, you mentioned the furry coaster.
Yes.
So I'm like, what is that anyway?
Right.
Oh, it's Primordial. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the cat queen or whoever's in charge there.
Yeah. Like Furry Central, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we could get a picture or something.
Oh, yeah. You probably could, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Caitlin said, yeah, we literally had to get a bigger storage unit. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, and Carly's aunt agrees, Caitlin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her house looks awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I betcha now that we have a Tractor Supply Store, we're going to start seeing some more of the like big pumpkin monster things.
Yeah. Did too. You see they're like, they're putting the sign, the big mm-hmm. Lots was gone. I went,
I know.
Cried for, you know, 2 seconds.
Hey, I will say Big Lots had really good cheap furniture.
Yeah.
You know, they were like the IKEA of Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I think one more this time last year.
Right.
This is the time we discovered Maddie.
Yes, Maddie Danger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Who is a... Who? What would you go ask Maddie? She went...
Oh, she went as Jem from Jem and the Holograms last year.
Yeah.
Do we know what she went as this year yet?
This year, she was... It's like a black cape with red eyes. She was a Mothman. That's right.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I have to admit, when I saw her costume, I thought she was one of the rabid reindeer from the Family Guy episode with Christmas Time is Killing Us,
oh.
Road to the North Pole, which is the darkest
mm-hmm.
Christmas thing ever made ever.
Christmas special?
Well, hang on. Wait a minute. Except for Terrifier 3.
That's true. That's true. Well, and also, A Christmas Carol is kind of dark. I mean, it's all about a man being tormented by ghosts.
I'd still say Terrifier 3.
I mean, yeah, Terrifier 3 is pretty dark.
Trump's Dickens.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Oh, did you hear, by the way, that apparently they're going to be making an Art the Clown video game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sent that to me, didn't you?
I did.
It's like an 80s style
left-to-righter
side-scroller. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I couldn't mm-hmm. think of the name.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be actually pretty fun, and you can play as 4 different characters, including Art, so that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he has, like, special moves or anything, like, you know, sawing people in half or some crazy stuff like that.
Upside down?
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's just the worst. You feel all the pain before the blood hits your brain.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and also, Spirit Halloween actually did an NES game, I think, this year.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, you know, kind of crazy to think of because who has an NES just sitting around anymore?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people, but not very many, you know? But how super cool that they're putting out brand new vintage video games?
Our buddy John Riggs, who we talked about years ago. Do I still have his air freshener? I think I may have. I think it may have. Yeah. Run its course, but
yeah, right.
Used to work at Z103 here in town, and has graduated. He's now sort of an internet star with retro gamers,
yeah,
and
right.
retro cereal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when the monster. When did the remember Count Chocula and Boo Berry and all those classics came back a couple of Halloweens ago?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was last year.
No, I think you're right. It was like, I think it was 2. And they came out with a new one that was caramel apple flavored that we still haven't tried because we suck.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we need to try more caramel apple stuff because, you know, Witches Brew has really brought that back.
They're doing A Christmas Carol with Johnny Depp Brooke?
Yes. What? I heard about that and I'm so stoked. And also.
Hey, Tom from Warm River.
I will very gently say. Here. I do feel like they've kind of been doing too many Christmas carols lately. Like, they're going to have to do something really unique and different to make this one worthwhile. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad that they're at least utilizing Johnny Depp because that's probably going to help it be, like, not sucky. But I hope they do a little bit more than just that.
So how do I launch this poll that we created? Yoink, activate.
Oh.
I want it while we're still doing this. I meant to do that. I don't know how to activate the poll.
You know, and speaking of voting,
I don't know how to do Facebook stuff.
While you're figuring that out, I'm going to talk a little bit about voting.
Yeah.
Because the day to vote is November 4th, right?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. And it's obviously not just for mayor. We also have some city council members that are up for election.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, just last night, Me and some gal pals went to the Twilight-themed drag show at the Heart, which, as you know, is run by the one and only Mosey, mm-hmm. Who is running for city council. And I got to see this dude who, you know, is running on, I think, a pretty serious platform, you know, actively trying to improve his city, sing a song called The Twilight Twerk, which included the lyrics, "This is the ass of a killer, Bella." It was hilarious. It was so good.
Help me out with that pop culture reference.
So if you remember in Twilight, at one point, Edward opens his shirt and says, "This is the skin of a killer, Bella." And yeah. So anyway, hilarious. Yeah. I'll have to find a way to upload that video somewhere because it is just chef's kiss.
Mosey is talented.
Yeah.
We got to see him perform, I think, at the Pride thing. Was that this year or last year?
It was this year. It was in year. February.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Still the Queer Hearts, that one.
That's it.
The Masquerade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. A party.
Yeah. That was a party. It was fun. Yeah. Mosey knows how to party.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will absolutely give him that.
And he's running for city council. I don't mm-hmm. know against whom.
Yeah. I don't know either. We'll have to look.
And as you know, did I do Tyson? Are they, is the poll up? I don't know. Oh, there it is. Yes. Oh, okay. Yay. It's on the thing.
Huzzah.
Now, if I hit X, is it going to close it for everybody?
I don't know.
Anyway, vote for who's going to be our next mayor. The three candidates are up there. We'd love to know your thoughts.
Absolutely doodly.
I guess I won't say it. Maybe I will in episode 117. Yeah. Out Monday. Plug, plug. When the hell are we going to do that?
I know. We're going to have to do it like tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah. Severely hungover.
Mm-hmm.
No. or really, really drunk. Seriously, one of these times. They used to, like, in you know, less conservative towns. Right. Oh, and that's what I was going to say about radio stations is any radio station could do this, but they won't. Do you know why?
Because they can't get away with it?
Because all of their owners have a stick up where the...
Okay.
where the transmitter site is. Oh, you thought I was going to... Okay. Anyway, so...
You're just trying to get yourself in trouble, aren't you?
In my opinion.
Funny.
So, where were we? Oh, yeah. Election Tuesday.
Yes.
We're sort of like... Carly actually is political. She's had to really sort of restrain herself to be on this show where we just DGAF.
Well, and I will say, too, I definitely have sort of lost some of that vigor the last little bit just because, like... Shit's really hard, and I'm really tired, and Mama needs a break.
it can get tough. And, you know, I can hear the criticism in our heads right now. Oh, well, you're not very civically... You know what? Everybody fills a role, don't they? Some people save the whales.
Yeah.
Some people save the rainforests.
Yeah.
Right. Some people entertain. Some people... Like, if
some
anything...
Some people entertain, some people inform.
If anything, we're staying in our lane. By not talking about our politics.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And
we still talk sometimes about it a little. Yeah,
sometimes we do.
Yeah.
So Dia de los Muertos tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true like the first day is for the kids and then the second day is for the adults?
You know, that is a good question.
The dead ones? I don't know.
I actually didn't hear anything like that.
We should
like,
watch I've seen Coco it on the, one day.
I've seen it on the internet, you know, but that's it.
And Book of Life the next.
I love Coco so much. Yeah. Both of them,
they're
honestly.
Both good.
But like at the very end when he goes, pero mama Coco, I sob like a big old baby every time. It's so sad. Oh.
I was so stunned when, you know, because I've always been Team Disney, but then DreamWorks came out and started, Shrek.
I mean... Right. Well, yeah. And we also went Pixar this year, which while it is part of Disney, it is still technically its own thing.
But I was really sort of shocked when mm-hmm. Disney came out with a movie that you could certainly say I liked it better a year ago when it was called Book of Life.
Right, right. That's
and then, fair. But then they did Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just amazing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was that one was really good. Yeah.
Oh, did you know daylight saving time ends tomorrow night?
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, but fall that's
fall back.
Nice.
Get an hour. Maybe that's
I
what
do
we'll
like
do.
The fall back.
That's how we'll do.
Yeah, that's how we'll do the show. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, okay, perfect. Great. Finally, things are falling in place for us. Gosh golly, did we need it.
And let's talk about this real quick. We're going to bring up Chatty again real quick. Okay. Okay, tell me about 3-Eye Atlas. Didn't it already pass Earth or pass the sun, or where is it now? Thinking. That's that interstellar object. You know that, right?
I'm uninformed.
Comet 3-Eye Atlas just passed its closest point to the sun on October 29th, 2025, and it's now heading away from the sun. It's been brightening unexpectedly due to outgassing, and it looks more blue than most comets, which is really rare. It will be closest to Earth on December 19th, so astronomers are watching it closely.
Okay, so we've got a month and a half of it coming right for us. Is that right? Ish?
Yeah, pretty much. It's heading our way and will be closest to Earth in mid-December. So we've got a little time to watch it get brighter and see how it behaves.
Okay, did you hear that?
I didn't hear any of it.
Okay, my bad. And we'll figure out how to technically incorporate this thing into our show later.
Maybe when we're not live.
Yeah, but it just rounded the sun and it's coming back this way.
Okay.
Now, it's going to miss us by like 3 million miles or something.
Okay.
Don't worry, kids. But it's, first of all, it's rare that it's an interstellar object. The reason it's called 3-Eye Atlas, it's only the third interstellar object we've ever been able to observe, like ever. So,
fair enough.
I mean, and when I say able to observe, I mean, just, you know, since 2018,
right?
We've seen two others. Okay. This is the third. Mm-hmm. It's behaving weirdly. It's glowing more brightly. She says it's due to, AI says it's due to outgassing, perhaps.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, so it's kind of, is that true? So it's coming to our solar system from somewhere else. That's unusual. Mm-hmm. It's circled the sun and now it's heading back. So it'll be closest to Earth December 19th.
Oh, okay. Right before Christmas.
Is Jesus coming back?
Almost in time for his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just early enough that he can give us some heads up so we can put a party together.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Tyson says, in Uranus.
Okay, that was funny.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bodily humor jokes, welcome here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson, you are IFAF this episode. Chris Pie 5, buddy. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss.
To you for making an in your butt joke.
Right on your anus. And then did you see? Did you freaking see, Carly?
What?
The trailer for Stranger Things 5.
I know. I haven't seen the trailer yet because you know how I feel about trailers.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch them. Yeah.
Okay.
That being said, I was kind of a cheeky little monkey yesterday, and I totally watched Weapons without you because I suck.
Weapons?
Weapons. It's the new one on HBO with the kids running with their arms kind of out.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You forgot?
I'm drawing a blank. Really?
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Basically, it's like it's a new movie on HBO to stream that's like spooky AF, and it's like all these kids ran away from home at like 2:17 a.m. and no one knows where they went. Yeah, it's super spooky. It's really good. It's super spooky, like a spooky dog paw. I should not have brought that up. Sorry, just since Jana was on, I thought that it was a funny story.
No, it was just some funny voice.
Have I told that story before?
The spooky dog paw story?
Yeah.
You have not, but before you do,
okay.
Can we do something that we should have done at the very beginning, but I was obsessed with the Alani.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we open these damn Skittles?
Yeah. Oh, about damn time. How long have we had those?
Let's bookmark Scoopy Dog, Spooky, Spoopy
Spooky Dog Paw. Oh, it's bad.
We've had these so long, I've had to kind of go yoink, you know, kind of crunch down on them.
Make sure they're not stuck together.
We were going to do these for treat time
like
6 months
ago. Yeah. It's been
months.
Well, I know, but then we got distracted with other stuff. And then we kept setting them in the studio. We've set them in the studio 4 episodes in a row and not used them.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. They do smell good. I mean, they just smell like good old fashioned Skittles.
These are Skittles popped.
Yeah.
We have regular and sour.
Mm-hmm.
Taste the frickin' rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke says not spooky dog paw.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, we're doing it.
It's family lore.
We're doing it.
Love it.
Okay.
These are really nice.
Anyway, this is the first time I... The reason these snacks made me laugh is these are... Every Mormon mommy, right? Every ward has
Has a freeze-dried candy
chick. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Someone in the ward got a freeze dryer, and they do these things, and they're delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
They're wonderfully crunchy and airy and, like, just delightful. So delish.
And Skittles saw that and thought, you're not getting away with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they rock it. Now, to be fair.
Whoa.
They taste just like an actual Skittle. Whoa. It's just the texture that's different. They're not all that unique, really.
Yeah, no.
You know, I will take a, I'll take a sour one. Yeah. Here, you want a not sour one? Mm-hmm. Trade these. We're going to eat lots of candy this episode for fun because we can, mofo. But yeah, you want to hear this spooky dog paw story?
First, though, let me catch up.
Okay.
Stranger Things season 5.
Oh, right, right.
Speaking of dominating your holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Part 2, finale, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The other famous Eve that we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Man, how are we going to do our lives? Are we going to have to, like, do on different days than the episode so that we can actually get viewers?
We may not. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be watching it instead.
Yeah, who would watch this?
Yeah. By comparison.
Right.
But anyway.
So last year, yeah, we did... Halloween, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, we stayed up and wrapped presents with you.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
we partied.
Oh, that was fun. I did like that one.
And then we did, didn't we do a couple in 2025?
Did we do Valentine's? No, I don't think we did Valentine's Day because I think we had plans.
We did a general conference Sunday.
Oh, yeah. That one was fun.
2-hour session. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I liked that a lot. That was the one where we did like face masks and we wore our pajamas.
100.
Yeah. Right?
On these.
You can't go wrong.
Holy hell.
Right?
Skittles. Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've even shown you, but.
Yeah,
I mean, you've had them, right?
They're such a good little, like, Halloween snack, you know? Because you're not going to necessarily get those in, like, your kid's candy bucket, but they're not too far out there either, you know? Tony's Choco Lonely.
Right.
But, yeah. Although, those would be... Here's the thing. It made me feel like a baller to give out Tony's Choco Lonely, but, like, no kid would, like... Like, it would be so lost on them,
you know? It would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't appreciate it the way that they need to.
By the way, and I know not everybody can do this because it takes extraordinary restraint, but you can buy 4 Tony's Choco Lonely salted caramel chocolate bars, I think, or maybe any flavor, 4 for 20. So what does that come out to be? $5 each?
Yeah, $5 each.
Maybe it's 4 for 21 or 22.
Right.
But like at Maverick, they're $8.50.
Yeah.
Per bar.
Right. So it's actually a pretty good deal overall.
And I think they're ethically sourced or whatever. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've ever thought to yourself, I would pay more money for ethically sourced sustainable chocolate, then these are for you.
Absolutely. And it's just a really good chocolate.
It's so good.
Yeah. I think the only chocolate I like more is that angel hair stuff. Because that shit is delicious.
That was really good.
It's so good. Actually, the other day, Tyson came. I was at my parents' house, and he came in, and he was like, hey, guys, look what I got. Broke one of those out. Now, we had the white chocolate raspberry. His was a strawberry one, and it was just phenomenal.
Strawberry. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It was really good. But it was also like half the size of ours, and his was like $10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind
Amazon?
Of no, he actually found it here in town.
What?
At Shack of Chevron, I think.
What?
Yeah. 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 He can tell us in the comments, I'm sure.
Okay. And he just said it's family canon. So from the Morgan family comes the tale of Spooky Dog Paw.
Do you want me to tell you?
Janet's on board too. Thank you, Carly's entire family and neighbors for being here.
Yeah, right?
Without you, we wouldn't have anybody. Anybody on YouTube?
Not anything new yet.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Maybe. And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, YouTube tends to be our kind of lower one, which is why I am the one who watches it, because I don't pay very good attention. But anyway. So when I was about, I think, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there, I think it was probably 5, because I know I was really little. We went to, it was me and Jana, and we went to the Common Sense at the end of our street. It was like, do you know where that, oh gosh, what's it called? The Franklin's,
Famous Cheesesteaks?
Yes, that one. That used to be a little, you know, gas station drugstore thing. You
just
know,
across the street store. From the Trinity United Methodist Church, the one with the pipe organ.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So anyway, we went in there and there was a guy working in the counter who, you know, was just a normal dude, but he apparently had lost the fingers on one of his hands. So it looked like that. And he just sort of had it sitting on the counter and he was helping us and stuff. And being a stupid, inconsiderate, very unkind 5 or 6 year old, I poke my aunt's arm and I'm like, Jana, it's a spooky dog paw. I pointed at this poor man's hand, and Jana, of course, was mortified. And the guy apparently, like, she was telling me the other day when we talked about it, she was like, oh, he looked so sad when you said that. And, like, I feel so terrible. I felt like such an absolute rat bastard.
You're such a dick.
I was such a dick. I was just a bad kid,
no,
I guess.
No, you weren't. You were just a kid.
Well, yeah, but also, like, geez, Louise, I know that my mom had taught me, like, don't point, don't stare, don't talk about people in front of them. Mm-hmm. But, like, honestly, I think that I thought
wait
I was whispering.
Wait till you're behind your back, their back, like a normal person.
I think that I thought that because I whispered it, kind of, only my aunt could hear and not him.
It was a stage whisper?
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't think he'd notice.
Jana, what's wrong with his hand?
And I think at first he didn't quite hear me, but then I think I, like, repeated it because I was stupid.
Look! Yeah. No, look!
It was so bad. I feel so, like, I feel so bad for embarrassing Jana with that, because that had to have been just humiliating. I'm sorry.
Haven't we all been there? Oh, Tyson says the candy bar. Yeah, Shaka's Sinclair on Grandview Drive.
Yes.
I know once, okay. So weird. So, you know, I'm kind of into music.
Oh, just a little.
But, like, all kinds. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the things I got into later in my adult life was all the little childhood songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about, I'm talking about things that, okay, it's the Rhoads Folk Song Index, I believe. Hang on, let's see what the...
Oh, yeah, I actually think I remember you talking about that.
Hey there, what's it called? The Rhoads Folk Song Index or whatever, and it's songs from, like, I don't know, 1,000 years ago that we still sing today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the Rhoads Folk Song Index. It's this huge database of traditional songs, some of them going back centuries. It tracks versions of these songs from all over the world, so you're absolutely right. Some are around 1,000 years old, and we still sing them.
Like what? Exactly. Give me the, what are the top three hits of the Rhoads Folk Index?
Some of the most famous ones in the Rhoads Index would be Barbara Allen. That's Rhoads number 54. And it's been sung for hundreds of years. Super popular in the English speaking world. The Unfortunate Rake, Rhoads number 2. And it's the ancestor of songs like Streets of Laredo. The Raggle Taggle Gypsy, Rhoads number 1, which has tons of versions across the UK and Ireland. Those are some top hits.
How about one us Americans would know? You weirdo.
Haha, fair enough. How about House of the Rising Sun? That's Rhoads number 6,397. It became huge in the US thanks to folk singers and, of course, the Animals version. So that's one you definitely know.
But, like, okay. I'm having to quiz her way too hard on. You know, like a childhood favorite, not like a 60s hit.
Gotcha. Okay, how about Yankee Doodle? That's in the Rhoads Index too, number 4,501, and it's a classic American childhood favorite from way back.
Give me a song from like 13 or 14 or 1500s, somewhere in that 300-year window that would be the most popular one still in use today.
Aha, got it. One of the most popular that's still sung today is Greensleeves. It's from the 1500s, and it's often tied to legends about King Henry VIII, though that's probably just a myth.
Okay, did you hear that?
No, which one was it?
Greensleeves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What
yeah.
child is this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. We have these conversations all day, Chatty and I.
You know, I'm just going to say, during the robot revolution, you are so getting killed first.
Whatever.
You're so mean to your robot servants.
Anyway, when I was a kid, I started to learn some of these songs in the Road Folk Index.
Uh-huh.
And I started realizing, okay, I mean, like, okay, for example, you know, My Country, 'Tis of Thee?
Oh, sure.
That's to the tune of God Save the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
We as Americans wrote a national anthem, not the national anthem, but right. a national anthem from the country we just came from and kicked its ass. You see what I'm saying?
So yeah, they're reclaiming the tune, babes.
Yeah, so don't tell me IFAF is innovated in our smart assery. We are not. We are simply American. That said, anyway, way too long of a setup.
That's okay.
Here's our consultant right now. Mike, just get to the point. Get to the point.
And yet here you are still not getting to the point.
No, so I started seeing, I think it was just coincidental, but I was in a store and I started singing the old gray mare. She ain't what she used to be. Mm-hmm. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she whoosh, came the back of my dad's hand because we just walked by an old lady.
Oh no.
And he was like, what the hell are you doing? Don't what? And it was, I was just, maybe I did see the old lady first, and maybe.
Right, maybe it was like a subconscious trigger.
But I'm a very literal person, so I'm pretty sure, right. Unless she was a horse.
Yeah, you might not have even thought of it.
I wouldn't have connected those dots.
Yeah, right, right. That's funny.
Anyway, your aunt just said you didn't whisper.
Okay, well, that sounds about right. Yeah, it was bad. I was just a dumb, dumb kid.
Have we done everything we wanted to do? We tried Caitlin's apple turnover.
I think I am going to take my braces off so I can actually get a good bite of this apple Danish.
Danish. Yeah. Thank you so much. Caitlin, that's the best. You're the best. Here's you and your hubby and your decorations and your polite, kind kids.
Oh, they're so cute. I know. I love her kids.
I know. They're just on a mission from their mommy. But yeah, you're good neighbors. You're like Jake from State Farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I hope you do win the contest thing.
Oh, yeah. I even intentionally didn't put out some of my Halloween decorations just to make sure they had an extra leg up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, if the rest of us are just like half-assing it, then, you know, they'll be the only ones whole-assing it. Ah, oh, that feels a lot better. Oh, wow.
You even sound a lot better.
I know.
How did you do the braces? Let me see.
Okay, so here's the funny part.
Hmm.
So
this
is all just floral wire. I actually put hairpins in the back of it so that I didn't have to have a continuous piece. And you sort of like, crisscross them over each other because mm-hmm. that's how they actually are.
Okay.
And then I used another piece that I put through the middle of my teeth here. And I put these like in between my teeth too. Because when I first got these, they were supposed to pop over your teeth, mm-hmm. but they didn't stay and they like kept moving around, falling out. And so instead I trimmed the wires down and I made it so that they would just stick in between my teeth. Like if you were flossing, that's where you'd floss. And it worked a lot better, but it also hurt a lot more.
You are amazingly crafty.
I think so. Yeah. I think I get that mostly from my dad. He can always come up with like weird little ways of like, you know, fixing things or, you know, putting shit together. I mean, he was the one who helped me build that mouse cage for Matilda,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he came up with some really unconventional materials that worked great.
Which is just gorgeous. We did finally get a photo of that.
Mm-hmm.
And did we not? Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
It's so good.
How do you do it, Kaylin? The flaky crust?
Mm-hmm. It's so flaky.
And the apple, it pairs very well with an Alani witch's brew.
Yes.
Oh, Randall says, I hope to see you both in the Aminogathon next Saturday. We saw that coming, buddy.
I was just telling someone about that the other day.
You got a little,
oh, I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
Look, We're not athletic, Randall.
Go like this. There you go. Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Well, yeah, and we and by the way, Randall, we want you to know, and you probably know, we've been an ally of the city of Ammon just as much, almost. We don't have Ammon in our name.
And that's true.
But as we have Idaho Falls, we talked about the Naugathon the very first year you did it.
Yes.
And what a crazy idea it was.
Right, right.
This is your third year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the first year would have been 23.
I think you're right.
Yeah, our first year, not on the air, I never, on the internet.
Yeah.
On this channel, on this thing.
Doing this damn thing.
But, okay.
Yeah.
And is this true, Randall, that it's too late? If you haven't registered by now, you're not necessarily guaranteed a goodie bag? Or are there lots of goodie bags still left to go and some t-shirts and some swag that you can get even into next week? Let us know.
You know, I do have this one, like, friend who's, like, they're one of those, like, naturally very slender people.
Mm-hmm.
And she drinks an ungodly amount of, like, milk and eggnog and stuff like that. She loves eggnog. I kind of wonder if she was, like, feeling 100%, if she would be able to do the Naugathon without barfing.
Mm.
You know?
You know how I'd want to do the Naugathon is back when I was a heavy drinker. I don't think that's any secret, right? We'd get Reed's Dairy Chocolate Nog.
Right.
And Crown Royal.
Oh.
Ermagerd.
See, I would think that it'd be better if you put like Kahlua or something in it.
Yeah, right? Something creamy.
Like double cream. Yeah.
But
double
it's already
creamed up on a Tuesday.
Title of this episode.
Right?
Title of your sex tape.
I don't think you can say that on live. We're going to get canceled now.
You've said much worse.
I know.
Still up on YouTube.
That's true.
Randall says, yep, third year. Janice says, your dad is MacGyver. Randall says, we ordered about 20 extra shirts and bags.
Oh, exciting.
So if you register.
All right. We'll think all about right. it.
Okay.
But Randall. Yeah, I was just telling an out-of-stater about that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that sounds like it would be just hell on earth. And I was like, yeah, it sure does.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster. No, I'm serious.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I'm sure that I will die soon.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, those kidneys. Speaking of drinking heavily, those kidneys. Yeah. But there's something wrong with me. Like, I hydrate way more than a normal person. I do.
Well, I think that you're just very conscious of your water level.
I don't know.
You know? Now, I do kind of wonder how much puke they end up cleaning up after Naugathon.
Yeah, Randall, can you? I mean, that's our fear, honestly.
That's what I would be worried about.
Okay, like, have you ever had, and we only have a few minutes left, so we'll try to wrap up this conversation quickly, but
right.
Have you ever had one of those, you know, you turn 21, people buy you shots?
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm in Mormon territory, and not a lot of Mormons drink, so what I'm about to explain isn't very relatable. I know that some Mormons think that if you have one drink, you're drunk off your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just simply not true. Like, technically, it's not true. Like, your blood alcohol limit isn't over the legal limit. But I did a thing with the Bonneville County Sheriffs. So I'm like, yeah, I understand that pretty well. Anyway, no, I didn't get put. No, I never got a DUI. No, I never went to jail. helped them. They asked for volunteers.
Well, and you did get taken to jail, just not for anything drinking
related. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We did. Is that episode still up? I'm sure it is.
I don't know. It might be. I hope
How
so.
How Mike went to jail. Summer of his 17th year. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. You go to a bar. You turn 21. Everybody's buying you a birthday drink.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ones that they get you is the trick shot.
Uh-huh.
Not as in pool. But it's speaking of Bailey's, it's half Bailey's and half Rose's lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a creamy beverage mixed with an acidic beverage.
Yeah.
And you shoot it, but before you swallow, you swish it around in your mouth.
Yep.
what happens is it immediately congeals and curdles and everybody
it's disgusting.
And yeah, and you turn your expression turns from enthusiastic to sad and everybody laughs at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I already knew what it was when you gave one to me once. Okay. Cause we were, I think we had it with a couple of friends and stuff who had never had one.
Yes.
And I had to spit mine out immediately or else I was going to puke and I could not do that.
So that, to me, that just, it's not really the acid, but just the creaminess of the nog.
Yeah.
And the churning action of the running.
Yeah, that's rough.
But Randall says, not a lot of puke.
Really? I'm actually very impressed.
Maybe okay,
it's
Randall.
Maybe it's because they did what we said and put like a garbage can every 10 feet. Maybe. You know, so you don't have to clean it up because it's already in a receptacle.
How you feeling? Better. Great. Better get me a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
That's funny.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it does sound, maybe if nothing else, we could come observe.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll be judges or something. That would be fun. I would love that.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? I kind of would like to be the person giving out the shots of eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. Especially if we dressed up like devils. You know, because I know for a fact that we've joked on this show that this entire event was made up by Satan himself.
Yeah. Like, isn't it Planes, Trains and Automobiles where the lightning flashes and John Candy's dressed up as Satan?
Oh, no? Yeah, that sounds right.
I could be wrong.
Mm. Yeah, no. Anyway, funny.
All right. Well, that's how we do Halloween 2025. Mm-hmm. I wonder where we're going to be this time next year.
That's a good question.
Probably still plugging along.
I mean, probably. We're getting some traction. Like just today, I went to Winnie and Moe's and the gal behind the counter totally recognized me.
Well, yeah, that's yeah, we're in that magical sweet spot of suck right now where we're not being compensated at all. Our channels aren't monetized, but we're recognized now almost every. Remember about this time last year, we were like, oh, hey, three people have seen us.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I like your thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's kind of weird having people like actually want to talk to us and stuff. I will say too, I love how much gossip I get because of this. Like there are people who will just come up to me and be like, hey, you do the thing, right? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, let me tell you about this.
Anytime you want to chuck anybody under the bus to us, we'll listen. Also, yeah, we just revealed last episode we are the new WikiLeaks for Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
An INL employee reached out to our Reddit account and said, psst, hey guys, I know what those loud booms were.
Right.
Right here. We'll squeal. We'll be snitches.
Yeah.
We
can't keep
stitches.
Our trap shut.
Yeah. And we're not as busy or highfalutin as the news.
That's true. That's
Neil
true.
And Julie. We don't have like credibility to worry about.
You say that like it's so bad.
We're not a news source in a trust.
Okay, well now you're just
we've actually
sassy.
Heard of K-pop demon hunters and Dubai chocolate.
That's fair.
News people.
I wish I could see who was on here. I feel like you used to be able to. I don't know how to use technology, I've realized.
Randall says, come help pour the naga, right?
All right, I like it.
We will check our incredibly busy social calendar.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah,
but I think that'd be super duper fun. Yeah, especially if we can sneak a little too. Because I do love Reed's Dairy Eggnog. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, we were raving about Stella's chocolate the other day and how it's 16% butterfat. So in order to qualify...
Stella's ice cream.
Sorry, Stella's... In order to qualify for ice cream, it's got to be 10% butterfat.
Right, right.
Premium ice cream is 14% butterfat. Super premium is 16%.
Oh, wow.
Stella's ice cream is 16%. So is Reed's Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Give our local guys a plug.
Yeah.
All right, well... Happy Halloween. Do you have anything else you want to say, really?
No, okay. I think I'm good. Just don't let the headless horseman get you. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Don't piss off any demons or deities.
Mm-hmm. Or Vecna will get you, right? Is Vecna? Vecna.
Vecna, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been 2 years, right? How am I supposed to...
I know.
Keep track of.
I know. We need to start rewatching it so that we're actually caught up.
That's what I wanted to mention. So Ride the Lightning was big last season.
Right, right.
Or was that 2 seasons ago? No. 3? Anyway, the song they used in this trailer was so appropriate. It was Queen, right, from Highlander, Who Wants to Live Forever.
Oh, okay.
So epic. All right.
All right. I dig that.
Stay fresh, cheese bags. And what's my new sign off?
Go get 'em, Tiger.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
Be kind to critters.
Yep.